Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, we bless you, we magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have been doing in our lives. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness, for your daily provision, for divine enablement. Thank you for a large coast. We say glory, honor, praises be unto your holy name. Thank you for all the past brokers. Thank you for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom. Be thou lifted up, high Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We commit this day's brokers into your hands. I pray, Lord, that indeed you breathe upon it. We visit each and every one of us. And Jehovah God, you do something extraordinary in the lives of all the hearers in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. I pray that the Almighty God will do something glorious, something wonderful in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, the title of my message to you is that your time has come. And indeed, your time has come. In the name of Jesus, the Almighty God will terminate delay, denial in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of John chapter 5. John chapter 5, and I'm reading from verse 1. The Bible says, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water, and then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another step down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the story of the man who was at the pool of Bethesda. The Bible said that he had had that infirmity for 38 years. But that day his time came. And just as that man's time came on that day, your own time too has arrived in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will show himself mighty on your behalf in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in that passage that there are so many sick people, multitude of sick people. And some of them, they said they are blind, some are lame, and some are paralyzed. And all of them required healing. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that your own problem is not another person's challenge. We all have our own different challenges, but there is nothing impossible with this God. And that God that visited that man on that day, our Lord Jesus Christ that singled out that man on that day, he will single you out too for a miracle this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible referred to those people who were there and said some of them were blind. A blind person is a person who cannot see. A person cannot see approaching danger. He cannot see an approaching opportunity. A person who cannot see is probably without a vision, whose vision has been lost. I pray that the Almighty God will indeed open your eyes in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, that you begin to see the glory what God has in store for you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, he says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Almighty God will arise over you. His light will shine upon you. You will no longer be in darkness. Whatever constitutes darkness in your life, the Almighty God will remove them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Also there in that passage, we heard that there are people there who are lame. A lame person cannot move fast. A lame person can be said to be somebody who stagnated. Have you been on the same spot for so long? The Almighty God is ready to move you. He's going to take you from where you are right now to where you should be. The Almighty God will grant you speed in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. No longer shall you be crawling, but indeed you will move faster in the mighty name of Jesus. It's the time for you to fly, and indeed you will fly in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Still reading that Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 5, see, "Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall turn to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you in the mighty name of Jesus." That is what the Lord is saying, that you will be radiant. You will no longer be regarded as that lame person. See, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. No longer will you operate in poverty in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not lack anything good. The third set of people there, he said, these are the people who are classified as paralyzed. Paralyzed people are people who are totally helpless. They can't help themselves, not to talk about helping others. They are burden to others. You will not be a burden to anyone in the mighty name of Jesus, because the Almighty God will do something wonderful in your life. The book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 15 says, "Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy for many nations." You will be a joy for many nations in the mighty name of Jesus, because this is the time for the Lord to do something extraordinary, something wonderful, something glorious in your life, and so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are also certain things I also want us to learn from that passage. The Bible says that the man had been coming to the pool for 38 years. Brothers and sisters, no matter how long that situation is, I say that the expiring date of that situation has come in the mighty name of Jesus. That situation that has held you bound, that situation that has not allowed you to be who God purposed you to be, it has expired this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you received a death sentence from your doctor? Brothers and sisters, I bring good news to you today, that the Almighty God will visit you. The Almighty God will heal you. He will deliver you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord cares for you, he loves you. And the Lord that was able to heal that man on that day, that God will heal you too. No matter what may be the name of the affliction, I raise up the name of Jesus, and that name is greater than every other name. The Bible says that the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that is the Lord for the glory of the Father. That name will speak for you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 62, reading from verse 2, he said, "The Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land any more be termed desolate. But you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land Ehubah. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. The Lord delights in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty God will do something wonderful in your life. You are going to be crowned. The Lord will give you the crown of glory. He will take away the crown of shame from you. The crown of reproach will be taken away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. And he will replace it with his crown of glory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you shall no longer be termed forsaken. You are no longer forsaken. You are no longer the reject of the society. The Almighty God will take you from being a victim to being victorious in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that man for 38 years, he has even considered himself a failure. When our Lord Jesus Christ was even asking him, do you want to be healed? He kept on giving Jesus story. But brothers and sisters, God showed that man mercy. The Almighty God will show you mercy. He will show you mercy. He will show you mercy. The mercy of God will speak for you. The mercy of God will make way for you. The mercy of God will remove every obstacle standing in the way of your miracle. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how long you have been waiting, this is the time, this is the set time for the Almighty God to perform his wonders in your life, and so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, you can see that that man was at the right place at the right time. He was there when our Lord Jesus Christ came there. Brothers and sisters, the Almighty God will divinely locate you. He will put you where you ought to be. You will meet those you want to meet at the right time in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will send helpers of destiny to you. The helpers of your destiny will identify you, and they will go out of their way to help you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will never lack helpers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also, brothers and sisters, I want you to also know that this man, in the midst of the multitude, this man was singled out. The Almighty God will single you out. He will single you out. No matter the crowd, the Almighty God will single you out in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. But we see one thing about this man. He was expecting the angel to come. But rather the angel coming, it was our Lord himself that came. The Almighty God will intervene in your matter. He will step into the boat of your life. But brothers and sisters, this man was able to receive healing. Why? Because he met with our Lord Jesus Christ. If you read the passage further down, Jesus Christ was telling the man, go and sin no more. Brothers and sisters, sin can hinder us from receiving our miracle. It's high time for you and I to make sure that we live a life of righteousness, a life that is pleasing unto this God. And as we do so, the Almighty God will move on our behalf. You will no longer labor in vain. You will not toil in vain. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 65 verse 21, it says, they shall build houses and inhabit them. That will be your portion. He said, they shall plant vineyard and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the day of a tree, so shall the days of my people be. Brothers and sisters, you will live long in the mighty name of Jesus. In the land of the living, you will live long. Your life will not be truncated. Your destiny will not be destroyed. But you need to shun sin. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So if you are hearing me today, you are not sure whether you have this relationship with this God. Or today you sin, you ask for God to forgive you. Tomorrow you go back again to your sin. The Almighty God is ready to deliver you totally. But you need to accept Him. You need to shun those sins. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that indeed you have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. and they will never go back to their vomit in Jesus' mighty name. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, I say in blessing you'll be blessed. In multiplication, the Lord will multiply you. You will never incur the wrath of the Lord. The grace to please the Lord all the days of your life, He will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will continually fight your battle. He will grant you victory on all sides in the name of Jesus. The world will hear about what the Lord has done for you. We will rejoice with you. We will celebrate with you. You will be celebrated in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.